Over the weekend, a longtime first grade teacher at Unit 5's Glen Elementary School was arrested for allegedly molesting two of his female students. That teacher, Jonathan Hovey, was put on leave in April when the district found out about a new allegation. During the subsequent investigation, police became aware of a second allegation dating back to 2005 that never resulted in criminal charges. The now 21-year-old alleged victim in that earlier case relayed details to current investigators that are similar to the ones lodged this year. Police in Normal are now asking for information from parents of Hovey's former students that could result in more reports. A lot of parents of former first grade students at Glen School will likely be asking their children about the teacher. That's a tough conversation. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with Bloomington Normal psychotherapist Dr. Lori Bergner about how to have that talk.
You know, being clear and being straightforward is always the best. I think that people often feel that they don't want to ruin the innocence of their children, and they're actually so nervous about bringing it up. But I think it's important for two reasons. One is that the police and community needs to know if there have been other girls that have been abused over the years by this individual. But secondly, any girls, if they have been abused, they are carrying a terrible burden that they've been unable to tell people, or else those parents would have known. So simply letting them know the parents will believe them, letting them know that they are not at fault and there's no shame, that they are loved and will be supported if anything like this has happened, is what's really important when they bring this up.
What is some language that they can use to let them know that they're not blaming? Because the natural question is, well, why didn't you tell me this before? I mean,
right.
And that gets into potential victim blaming.
Absolutely. No, you'd never want to say that, even though you might be thinking it and wondering. But I think you would want to try to stay very calm and very, very non-judgmental, simply loving and supportive. I'm so sorry to hear this happened. I love you, and we are going to work on this and help you deal with it, because it must have been very hard for you.
How do parents assess what damage has been done? Because some kids may shrug it off easier than others. So their kids may have different needs if indeed they have been victimized. How should a parent assess what's going on with their kid?
If a child is reluctant to talk about it or seems upset, that is obviously a way of knowing that, you know, something is very problematic. But I would never assume it's not, even if a child is saying that there's nothing. I would probably bring every child into a counselor to have the counselor assess whether there's been some damage that the child is denying or avoiding. I think you always would want to assume that there's some damage.
What do you look for?
One of the ways that parents can look for whether a child is having a problem in general is whether their behavior changes, whether they go from being outgoing to very quiet, begin avoiding things, go back to some bedwetting that they had years ago but haven't had in a long time, or if grades go down, that's a way of knowing there might be a problem. A child crying a lot or anxiety, things that can't be explained, changes is one way. But as you say, there might be children that don't seem to show much of anything and behaviorally, and I would say you would still assume that if they've gone through this, they are probably affected, whether they know it or not or show it or not.
Another question is, how can parents avoid inducing something that isn't factual?
There has been research that shows you can actually create memories that can be false memories for people, but especially young children. So yes, that certainly is a concern, an issue that you want to be careful of. I think that not putting words into children's mouths is one major thing.
So don't ask, did a person do X, Y, Z? Say, did a person act inappropriately?
Yeah, except the word inappropriate for a young kid is not going to work. But you could be clear about, I would say particularly this individual, especially for children that have had this teacher in the past, you would ask, you'd have the parent would ask a child, did this individual ever make you feel uncomfortable or weird? Did he ever touch you or ask you to touch him? But if they say no at first, you don't push it, you don't insist that it happened, you don't get more and more graphic about it, you don't want to put words into their mouths, but you do have to have them understand what you're asking. Because if they don't understand what you're asking, you may get a really wrong answer.
That's Lori Bergner, a longtime Bloomington Normal psychotherapist, speaking with WGLT's Charlie Schlenker. This is Sound Ideas.